This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Welcome back to another episode of The Strangers. And in this episode, I wanted to share a very, very important piece of advice. And that is that the Muslim stranger needs to beware of shaitan and his traps. And so one must realize that there has been an ongoing battle since the beginning of time. And that is the enmity between Iblis, Shaitan, and man. And so let us not get the story of our own father Adam alayhi salam, and how when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him with his own hands and honored him and preferred him over others, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Iblis among all the angels to make sujood, to prostrate down to this creation of Allah, and how Iblis, he refused. He refused out of ignorance and pride. And so he said, أنا خير من خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. He said, I am better than him. I am better than Adam. You created me from fire, and you only created him from clay, from the ground. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cursed him and he ordered him out of Jannah. And so as a result, what did he say? How did Iblis respond? Not by asking Allah for forgiveness, no. He said, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Because you have caused me to go astray, my Lord, I will stand in wait for them. I will stand on your straight path, blocking them from following your straight path. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He said, then I will come to them from in front of them, from behind them, from their right, from their left, and you will not find most of them grateful to you. And so this is the reality. This is the reality of the enmity between Iblis and mankind. And then after that, let us not forget how Iblis deceived our father and mother, Adam and his wife Hawa, and how he caused them to eat from that tree that they were forbidden to eat from, that Allah forbade them from eating. And he tempted them. He tempted them, saying to them that if you were to eat from this tree, you would live forever, or you would become angels. And so all of that was only because of his enmity for them. Not because he desired any good for them. No, because he hated them. He was envious of them. And he was their enemy. And so as a result, Adam and Hawa ate from that tree. And as a result, they disobeyed Allah. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to descend to this dunya. And so reminding us of this story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, Ya Bani Adam. Allah calls upon us as the children of Adam, trying to bring our minds back to that first day, bringing our attention to that day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused our father Adam to descend to the earth. Allah says, Ya Bani Adam, لا يفتننكم الشيطان. O children of Adam, do not cause shaitan to lead you astray. Do not allow him to tempt you. كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة. Don't let him do that. Don't let him tempt you. In the same way as he caused your father and your mother to be removed from Jannah. يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا. What did he cause as a result of them eating from the tree? What happened was that their clothes vanished. This was a consequence of them eating from the tree. And so they didn't have any clothes. Their private parts were exposed. And so Allah says, إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. He, Iblis, and his tribe, his followers, his soldiers, they see you from where you do not see them. And so this is the reality. This is the reality of the enmity between shaitan and mankind. It has been ongoing since the beginning of time, since the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our father Adam alayhi salam. And yes, of course he is our father, because we all come from him. We don't come from apes. We don't come from monkeys. We all come from one human being, one father, and that is Adam alayhi salam. And so this is the reality. And so the war goes on. This battle and this struggle, it goes on, and it will continue to go on until the last day, until the day of judgment. And so if we were to comprehend this fact, we would come to the realization of our enemies. Not only shaitan, not only his followers, not only his offspring, not only his descendants, not only his soldiers from the jinn, but also his followers and his soldiers from mankind. And so the shayateen are many. They are not only from among the jinn, but also there are shayateen from among mankind. And so if we were to comprehend this fact, we would realize that our enemies from both the jinn and from mankind, they do not want us to remain upon the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, what do they want? They want us to abandon all of that. They want us to abandon it in its totality so that there is no more distinction between us and them. Yes, this is the reality of their enmity for us. Don't become deluded. Don't become disillusioned into thinking that our enemy wants good for us. Don't think that when the Western powers and when the Western governments, they send their armies to fight and attack Muslims, killing innocent Muslim brothers and sisters. Don't think that when they say we are not at war with Islam, don't think that they are telling the truth. Rather, the reality is that they are at war with Islam. Why? Because they are the troops of shaitan. Ibn Qayyim, may Allah have mercy upon him, one of the great scholars of Islam, he says, pointing out the many distractions and things that cause us to go astray, he says that in this dunya, the servant is tried and tested by many things. He is tried by his shahwat, by lustful desires, and he is tried by his evil inclining nafs, his soul that always inclines towards evil and towards fulfilling its evil desires. And also, he is tried by his deceiving shaitan. And so every single one of us has a qareen, has a shaitan that is attached to us, that commands us to commit evil, that commands us to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes on to say his qareens, his devil companions, and also what he sees around him in the dunya, all of this is a test for him, causes him to go astray. He says, in such a situation, his patience runs out. And so this is why he goes astray. And so the tests of shaitan are great. The tests of shaitan, of Iblis and his soldiers, his followers, from the jinn and from mankind are great. And so they deceive the hearts of mankind. They deceive the minds, the feelings of men in an aggressive battle that has roaring sounds, that has foot soldiers, that has horses that are all brought for combat. And so Allah describes this when he says in Surah Al-Isra, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَعِدْهُمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Allah says, commanding Iblis, deceive them, deceive whoever you can from among them. With what? With your voice. And assault them with your horses and your foot soldiers, and become a partner with them in their wealth and in their children. And what? And promise them. And then Allah says, but shaitan does not promise them anything except delusion. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Stories of glory. Habitual stammerer to a spectacular orator, couldn't even confidently say his name. Zakir could not even dream of speaking in front of 25 people. Bismillah, by the will of Allah. Now has more than 100 million viewers. Spellbinding several millions of his fans and driven tens of thousands to turn falsehood to ashes and accept the truth. He is Dr. Zakir Naik, a passionate da'i. His passion, da'wah. His dream, peace in every home. Infused with a blazing flame of iman, the unstoppable. Conferred and honored with multiple international awards for his Dawah endeavors worldwide.
Looking into your eyes, mysteriously bright. Think I'm gonna go nowhere else for just a little while.
Dr. Zakir Naik, Chairman of the IRF Educational Trust and President of the Islamic Research Foundation, Mumbai.
This is Gaffer Idris, and you are watching Peace TV, Solution for Humanity.
Where truth is hidden, misleading quotations create confusion. Truth is hidden, lack of knowledge and wisdom cause upheaval and commotion. Where truth is hidden, manipulated scriptures and twisted facts emerge. This very hidden truth creates false propaganda, mayhem, chaos, disorder, and turmoil in our lives and the world order. But is there anyone with courage and wisdom? What is the truth? And who has the courage to expose it? Because it's your right to know the truth. Right.
Watch Truth Prevail and Lies Perish in Truth Exposed by Dr. Zakir Naik, next on Peace TV.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. And one thing for us to realize is that shaitan, when he comes to us, where does he focus? Where does he aim at? He aims at our weaknesses. He comes for our weaknesses. And that is what he traps us in. And so we can say here that if shaitan was expelled, if Iblis was expelled out of Jannah due to his envy, then we could say that Adam alayhi salam was expelled from Jannah because of his desire and his greed to eternally stay in Jannah, as has been stated by some scholars. And so we see that what caused our father Adam alayhi salam and his wife to be removed from Jannah was that shaitan came and attacked a weakness of his, and that was his desire to remain alive forever. Because shaitan told him that this tree, you see this tree here that Allah has forbidden you to eat from, if you were to eat from it, the reason why you have been forbidden to eat from it is because if you were to eat from it, you would live forever, you would never die. And so Adam alayhi salam, his desire to live forever, this came in, and he forgot about the command of Allah, his prohibition to remain away from this tree. And so today, when shaitan comes to you, he does not come to you at one of your strong points. That's not how he starts. And so he doesn't come to you knowing that you're a believer, knowing that you are a Muslim, knowing that you are a stranger. He doesn't come to you to try to shake the very foundations of the religion that are deeply stemmed in your heart. He doesn't come and make you doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the beginning. No, he comes at your weak points. He looks for your weak points, and that is what he tempts you with. So he knows that, for example, you are attracted to women. He knows that this is your weak point, and so he exposes women to you. He comes to you, and although you usually lower your gaze, he whispers to you, "There's no harm if I look at that woman." Or he comes to others. He comes to them. He knows that they're addicted to drugs or they're addicted to smoking. And these people have abandoned all of that for the sake of Allah, and they have become strangers. So what does he do? He comes to that weak point, and that person indulges in those sins. Then he moves on to the other stronger points. And so that's why we previously mentioned that the shubuhat, the doubts that come to the minds of a Muslim, they only come through the door of ash-shahawat, from lustful desires. Once a person has lowered his guard and allowed shaitan to come in to tempt him with his shahawat, his natural desires, and those desires stem from his soul, once he allows shaitan to come and attack him there, and then once shaitan is done with that, shaitan moves on to the shubuhat, the doubts about the very foundations of the deen. Also, false hopes, deceiving hopes, and arrogance are sharp weapons of shaitan. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, describing him, يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. He promises them, and he arouses desire in them. But shaitan does not promise them except delusions. And so this is the reality. Don't think that these desires that you are being tempted to indulge yourself in, don't think that true happiness is in fulfilling those desires. No, the reality is that shaitan is deluding you. He's deceiving you into thinking that this is the happy life. But the reality is that he is only lying to you. And that's why on the day of judgment, he will come and he will disassociate himself from you. He will say that, "Don't blame me, rather blame yourself." When the Muslim disobeys him and ignores him, he moves on. Then when they moved to Medina, shaitan came to him. And when jihad was proclaimed, shaitan came to him and said, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go out for jihad. You're going to kill yourself. Don't you want to enjoy yourself in this dunya? And so the true believer, he ignores him and goes out and achieves and attains the true happiness. And that is the true happiness of a shahada, of martyrdom. And so shaitan is a clear and open enemy to us. But yet, most of us have taken him as a close ally. Even though Allah says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Do not follow the footsteps of shaitan, for verily, he is an open enemy to you. And yet, we still follow him. And he causes man to go astray. But the question is, does he have control over us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Allah tells us what Iblis had said. He said, because you have caused me to go astray, O Allah, I will beautify for them their actions in the dunya, and I will cause all of them to go astray, except your believing slave, your sincere slaves. Then Allah says, قَالَ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ عَلَيَّ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Allah says, this is my straight path. And then what does Allah say? إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْغَاوِينَ. Allah says that indeed my slaves, you have no authority over them except those who follow you from among those who have gone astray. And Allah also says, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضُيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ. On the day of judgment, after the affair has been established and there is no more room to go back to the dunya, shaitan will come and he will say that Allah, he promised you the true promise, and I promised you, فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ, and I abandoned you. I promised you, but I abandoned you. I betrayed you. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. And I had no authority over you. I had no control, no power over you. Except all I did was that I invited you. I called you. And what did you do? You answered my call. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So on this day, do not blame me. Do not accuse me. Don't put any blame on me. Rather, blame your own selves. And so we say, after all this, that there is actually hope at the end of the tunnel. And so it's not game over, like many people think. Shaitan overpowers them, and they think that, you know, there's no way out. Their desires are overwhelming, and that there's no way out. We say, no, there is a way out. Yes, Iblis is a huge enemy. There is no greater enemy in this dunya compared to Iblis. And he has so many troops, so many weapons, weapons of mass destruction, not killing lives, but rather exploding and destroying hearts. And so we say that just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Iblis as a huge and great and powerful enemy, such that people will think that there is no escape from him, we say that Allah has also made a huge and great way of refuge, a place where the slave of Allah can go for protection from that great enemy. Whoever is protected in that fort, in that protection, there is no way that any arrow, no way that any weapon of shaitan can touch him or harm him. And that is what Allah alluded to when he said, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah says that if shaitan comes to you and tempts you with something, distracts you and tempts you, then what do? فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Seek protection with who? With Allah. For he is the all-hearing and the most knowledgeable. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Allah goes on to say, verily those who fear Allah, if something of shaitan afflicts them, they remember, they wake up, and they see the reality. Whenever you are tempted by shaitan, don't think that it is hopeless. Remember Allah. Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result, you will be able to be protected from shaitan and his whisperings and his temptations. Besides that, do all that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has advised us in protecting ourselves from shaitan, such as reciting certain verses of the Quran and reciting certain adhkar at various times. With these, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will be protected from this great enemy of ours. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, all the believing men and believing women, and all you strangers out there, from shaitan and his whisperings. That having been said, we come to the end of this episode, and we will see you all on another episode of The Strangers. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh Allah, I'm asking you to make me from the